Good morning. You're listening to Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. I want to thank you for listening this morning as we get ready to delve into the Word of God. In the Gospel of John, we'll read the Word of God as Christ is teaching of the truth-delivering Word. In John chapter 8, in the 31st verse, John records, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." As we gather to read this scripture this morning, we see in the account of John's gospel, we see a portion of scripture where Jesus is in the midst of teaching. He is with the Jewish people, the people of the city, teaching of who he truly is. Everything that Christ speaks, everything that he teaches, he has been told by the Father, as we see in the 28th verse. In the midst of his teaching, Jesus says to those who believe on him that if they continue in the word he has given, then they are truly his disciples. He tells them they shall know the truth, and this truth that is found in his word shall indeed make them free. This morning I want to ask, why is this so? What is it about the words of Christ that make them so powerful? As we read in the scripture, we can know that the words Christ speaks and what he teaches come directly from the Father who has given them. And the Father is the source of all life, and what comes from him brings life to all who receive his blessed word. And so this is what makes the words of Christ so powerful. This is what Christ is relating to the people of the city. When they receive Christ and his word and its redeeming power, it will change the most hardened life. The word will truly make you free. As we read this text this morning, I want you to be encouraged that as you and I have received the words of Christ, and if you have not received them, you can receive them today. As we receive these words, what comes directly from the Father through Christ in heaven, believing on the truth of his word, we are indeed made followers and disciples of Christ. We know the absolute truth of God, and he does make us free. Take comfort in God and his living word. He cleanses us from the stench of our past. He delivers us from the effects of our failures. This is what Christ means when he says, "We will know the truth, and the truth will make us free." His truth is the truth-delivering word of God. I want to thank you for listening this morning, and I pray that this scripture encourages you through your coming day. God bless.